Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Postal union representatives warn that a plan to close Wausau's mail sorting facility could lead to delivery delays in parts of Wisconsin. The U.S. Postal Service announced last month that it plans to consolidate 18 mail facilities nationwide. In Wisconsin, mail sorting from the Wausau facility would move to Green Bay. Mail from some northern Wisconsin zip codes, including Rhinelander and Hurley, were moved to Green Bay in 2015. The latest plan would complete the process the Postal Service started then and would affect mail across central and northern Wisconsin. As more folks are vaccinated and reopening continues, mental health experts say it's important to acknowledge and treat the trauma many children and teens experienced during the pandemic. Diane Bernard reports.
Kids were concerned about a deadly, contagious disease during a time of political turmoil and were separated from friends or family without the stabilizing influence of schools, says Bob Sheehan, who leads the Community Mental Health Association of Michigan. He says 34% of Michigan children reported feeling anxious for 7 days in a row during October 2020, and 22% reported feeling depressed. That's a 50% increase from the previous year.
Not surprising. They're responding appropriately. That's a rational response. To be anxious and depressed. The impact of these crises will last for years, and the way to make sure we address that is to be attentive to it and provide services and supports throughout the years that come.
The entire nation has seen a rise in childhood trauma in the pandemic. The CDC finds hospitals saw a 24% increase in mental health-related emergency room visits by kids ages 5 to 11 between April and October last year. For older kids, the number rose 31%. I'm Diane Bernard.
Memorial Day ceremonies across the Northwoods yesterday honored those who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. We went to a service in Rhinelander hosted by the Oneida County Veterans Council.
2,446 Spanish American.
On Monday morning, Wisconsin Army National Guard Sergeant Alicia Williams recited the number of Americans who died in each war in United States history.
405,399, World War II.
Addressing a crowd gathered at Rhinelander's Mike Webster Stadium, she called on Wisconsinites to put aside their differences to honor the millions of men and women who sacrificed their lives serving in the U.S. Armed Forces.
Despite our individual differences, we are stitched together by our love for this nation and our desire to see it grow and improve. We owe it to our dead to build on the noble foundation they laid for us.
Williams delivered her speech as part of Rhinelander's hour-long Memorial Day ceremony. In addition to her keynote address, the Rhinelander High School show choir and band performed patriotic music to honor fallen soldiers and veterans.
The United States Army.
The Oneida County Veterans Council awarded a scholarship to a graduating high school senior, and the ceremony ended with a roll call honoring a list of Oneida County veterans who died in the past 2 years. Meanwhile, Governor Evers stopped at Central Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery yesterday. That's where thousands of veterans have been laid to rest over the past 130 years. He spoke to the importance of using Memorial Day to reflect on the sacrifices so many men and women have made for the United States.
Love to have been here today on Memorial Day to not only honor those veterans that have been killed in action, but the veterans that have served our state and our nation so honorably.
The ceremony included the laying of the wreaths and remembering the anniversaries of the Gulf War and 9/11. Veterans hand-placed about 7,000 flags in the cemetery, one for each headstone. Audio from this story comes from WAOW. If you spent time outside over the weekend, you might want to check for ticks. The warmer weather means ticks and mosquitoes are active in Wisconsin, and they carry some pretty serious diseases. Rebecca Osborne is a tick and mosquito bite expert with the State Department of Health Services.
The most common diseases spread by either tick or mosquitoes in Wisconsin is, of course, Lyme disease, spread through the bite of an infected deer tick. The most common disease spread by mosquitoes in our state is West Nile virus.
Osborne says more than 3,500 cases of Lyme disease are reported in Wisconsin each year. That means Lyme disease is more common in Wisconsin than most other states.
The good news is that all of these diseases can be prevented. We recommend that everyone venturing outdoors this weekend and this summer take a few simple steps to fight the bite, prevent ticks and mosquitoes from biting you.
Osborne recommends using an insect repellent that's registered by the Environmental Protection Agency. She also says wear long sleeves and avoid walking through tall grasses or brush. If you do get bit by a tick, remove it as soon as possible and monitor yourself for a fever or rash. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.